Hey guys, Stu here for Stu's Views, episode 3. And I know it's been a little while since the last one, but just trust me, life at my house has been insane. For those of you who saw the post I put up in the FB group with the pictures of what's going on in my garage at the moment, all the work that's in there, you will understand. And there's still more to be done after I finish recording and posting this. So I've got to go in there and do some more. I've already packed away all my CDs, all my DVDs, all my Blu-rays are all packed away in boxes. Now it's on to the television show DVDs, and there's a lot. Trust me, there's a lot. And it's only getting worse because I've just started collecting again the Hanna-Barbera titles that are out there via the, what do you call them, Warner Archives. I'd stopped for a little while, for probably a couple of years, I think. And when I saw all these other titles out there, they were now going at really decent prices and via Amazon Australia and not having to get them through friends in the US. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep collecting these things because, you know, they were a part of my childhood and some of my boys enjoy them. They're more into the modern stuff these days of what they can, of what's available to them. But I did get in with a little bit of headache via Nobody's Fault but Australia Post. Well done, champions. Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels from 1977. And I remember that one as a kid, and I was so rapt to get it in. I've actually got a couple more coming in. It should be early next week, provided Australia Post do their job right. And a big thanks to Peter over at Australia Post, who really has gone out of his way to track these things down and make sure that the stuff up of theirs doesn't happen again. But I do have the Addams Family animated series. That's a hard word to say when you're half asleep and you're trying to get jacked up on coffee. Addams Family animated series coming in, along with, I believe it's Goober and the Ghost Chasers, if my memory, Goober and the Ghost Chasers. So there's those, and I do have a few more in my cart. Inch High Private Eye is another one. Top Cat, which amazingly I don't have Top Cat, the whole series, yet. I may do a rundown of ones that I've got, you know, once you know, everything gets back to normal. Or I might do it later on today before I pack them all away and just give a rundown of some of the titles I've got and what my memories are of them. I don't know. I mean, I know at the end of the last episode, I said I was going to be doing Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, and I did actually record that one. But what happened was on my mixer, I had not plugged in the mic properly. So it was sort of like 3/4 of the way in, and it would pick up my voice in two channels and cut out to the left channel and go back to two channels and cut out to the left channel. So when I put it into the old Apple Mac to edit it, it was like, hang on, this thing's cutting in and out. And I just don't have time to salvage things like that. I can give you so I basically scrapped it, but a quick rundown, Revenge of the Nerds 2, saw it in, I want to say late 87 or maybe early 88. I don't remember. I know I saw it theatrically with my brother and maybe a couple other friends, and man, that first 20 minutes is perfectly fine, but boy, after that, it just takes one almighty nosedive and descend into complete crap. So, yeah, I try to watch that film. I mean, I watch that film every few years and just think to myself, I've got to like this time, surely, and every time it just bombs after that first 20 minutes. So I think I've resigned myself to the fact that it is a stinker that will never get any better over time. It won't age like some sort of fine wine. So it is what it is. I can't win them all. But hey, if I got a Blu-ray release, I would certainly pick it up, provided it was like a sort of mid to low price title. If you're asking like a Criterion release, which I don't think is going to happen, I won't be bothering, but it'll probably just one thrown out there by whoever it was, CBS that made it, Fox, I don't know. But anyway, so that got scrapped. But what I am going to talk about, and this will be the last one of these, I'm actually going to be talking Friday the 13th again, but what I'm going to be doing is talking part 3 in 3D, the 3D experience side of it. Not the film, because a lot of people have seen the film, but the 3D experience of it. I had wanted to see this when it first came out, as I mentioned in the last episode, but was way too young to get in, would never have gotten in. And had basically waited for it since the Blu-ray format came out, which gave us the right amount of frames that can be transferred to a disc, unlike a DVD format, which is not. I've always waited for it to come out, and it finally came out in this box set that I spoke about last episode. And yesterday, I did manage to finally get a little bit of time early in the morning while the kids were off at school and the dog was getting his groom and haircut and all sort of stuff to sit down and watch it in 3D. And after nearly 40 years of waiting for this thing, got to say, not disappointed. Now, my replacement disc that I spoke about last episode had come in a week earlier. They arrived after, I think, 9 days in transit, which is pretty damn good. I did not expect it that quick. So I was really impressed with Shout Factory on getting that one into me very, very quickly. So I popped this in, made sure the glasses are all charged up because I do use the shutter glasses that come with projectors these days that can do the 3D format. Now, the replacement disc for this does have the corrected titles at the start. As I mentioned on the first one of the problematic discs that were replaced were Part 3, Part 9, and 10. And because I'm talking about 3, I'll zone in on that one. And as I mentioned before, the problem was that the opening titles didn't come out far enough. I tested that disc back when I got the box set to see what they were talking about, then put in the replacement disc yesterday when I was going to watch it. And yeah, it makes a difference. There's a big difference. So kudos to that individual or individuals who noted that and got into shouts back about getting that corrected. Anyway, a breakdown of the film. Now, the first 5 minutes and 42 seconds of this film are not 3D. It even says at the start of the feature, the opening part of the film is not in 3D, but keep your 3D glasses on because there is a transitioning shot. And because the first 5 minutes and 42 seconds are basically a recap of the end of Part 2. Why it needs to be that long, I really don't know. I think they sort of went overboard where they could have done the last 3 minutes. But there is a transitioning shot that is newly filmed for Part 3, which is where the 3D starts. Then we get into that shot, which then leads into the opening titles, which really do pop right out. Yeah, it's crazy. It's, it's certainly, the kid in me certainly came back to life, one of those ones who would watch 3D movies, in the theaters when they came out in the early 80s when they had that big boom of titles. And you find yourself, sort of grabbing for the titles because they're that close in front of you. It's certainly a wow moment. There's quite a few wow moments in this film with its 3D effects. So we get through the opening titles and then we get to the proper 3D itself. And the disc itself is very, very good. I did test it up against its 2D counterpart, which is also on the same disc, to see if maybe the 2D was a lot clearer or brighter, because I know 3D movies are slightly darker. But the 2D counterpart is just the same as this one, and it's actually very good. So effects-wise, there's quite a few of them in here. You get a lot of wooden poles poking out at you, which are really, really close in front of you. The effects are not great. I mean, like, for the 80s, they're okay, but they're cheesy, but I wouldn't have wanted upgraded effects for this. No, just leave them as they are. And I'm sort of comparing this to, and love him or hate him, but Robert Rodriguez's 3D movies that he's done. Now, that guy knows how to do 3D, because if you watch something like Spy Kids 3 in particular, which is just chock full of 3D effects and really, really well made. I think in terms of 3D movie effects, that's probably the best I've seen. It's just crazy good, a lot of fun. Same with The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl, which I've got in 3D too. That's a lot of fun. Okay, it's a kid's movie. I get it. I personally like Robert Rodriguez's films quite a bit. They're not all winners. Sin City 2 was okay. Machete Kills is just god-awful. Probably the worst one he's ever made. And I do own all of his films on Blu-ray, except for El Mariachi and Desperado, which are a double one here. I'll have to rectify that and complete my Rodriguez collection on Blu-ray. But going back to Friday 13th Part 3, the effects, they're good for what they are. I've seen this film many, many times in 2D, so I know what effects are going to be coming, but to still see them, and some of them are great, like the when Shelley and the other guy juggling the apples and the oranges, those things come right out at you. When Jason fires a crossbow straight into that girl's eye, it comes right out at you. Like, it literally comes flying out directly at you. So, look, I'm going to make this one a brief one. I'm not going to ramble on too much about it. And the 3D experience for this was everything I thought it would be. Obviously, it's going to be different because had I seen this back in 82, I did not know what the film was going to be. I had no idea what the effects were going to be and when they were going to be coming more in particular compared to when, you know, 40 years of watching this thing on home video formats and knowing pretty much every damn scene of this film. But the 3D experience still was a lot of fun. I know a lot of people don't have the 3D setup and, you know, that's okay. But for those of you who do and you've been thinking about buying this Friday the 13th box set, and look, I'm not getting paid by Shout to spruik this thing. I'm just a consumer and a collector like everybody else. You know, honestly, looking at this thing, like this box set's next to me because I'm not going to pack this away. I'm just going to leave it out until my garage is done and everything goes back onto the newly set of shelves that the wife and I are buying. I'm just going to leave this one out. I don't want this one damaged or no. It can just stay out and I'll just watch Friday the 13th movies for the next couple of months. But honestly, if you're really still on the fence about buying this Friday the 13th movie box set, really just get it. I think it is absolutely awesome. I can't say enough about it. And yeah, the 3D experience, like I was saying, if you've got the capabilities to watch it, buy the box set, get the replacement disc in, and you will have yourself a lot. I mean, it's one of those films that you could have friends around if you've got that set up and really just, you know, crack open some beer, grab some food and watch it and have a real holler. Just have a lot of fun with it. So, okay, guys, this is a brief one. Just letting you know what the 3D experience of Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D was like and how the replacement disc holds up. Yep, worth the replacement for sure. The other one I had that came in the box, I just gave to my son, printed up the 3D cover for him, and he was as happy as with that. I've still got the Jason X and Jason Goes to Hell one, which he has been pestering me for, the old one, so I'll give him those as well. And that's it for this one. Guys, I'll try and get another one out very, very soon. It's please just appreciate. I'm very, very, very busy. I was maybe thinking of doing an accompanying episode to the one that Hunter and John and Eric did about the Al Pacino wig fest. What was it? Phil Spector one. I was thinking about doing my own one on that, but I heard that and I really, really enjoyed what they had to say and thought, you know what, there's nothing more I could probably add. I've got the film. I've not seen it yet, but there was nothing I could really say that would add any more to it that they have not said, so I'll scrap that one. It's only because getting these out are few and far between and very difficult, so I want to do ones that I think are going to be some sort of interest and not sort of really double up on things. But what I'll do next, I don't know. Like I said, I may pull out my Hanna-Barbera titles that I got, which I said quite a few, and just reel off the titles that I have got and what I think of them. It may be something else. I was thinking about doing My Bloody Valentine in 3D, but I started watching that yesterday because that's one of the titles I pulled aside to keep to watch before I boxed everything up, along with a couple of others. I think King of the Gypsies, Blown Away with Nicole Eggert, which may get a quick review. I don't know. I'll see how I go. But, yeah, this will be the last of the Friday the 13th ones. No more of this. I only wanted to do this because there's nothing more out of this box set. As incredible as it is, I want to really talk about. So that's that. Stew out, and I'll see you on the next one, hopefully sooner rather than later.